It's grim. There are still about 3 million people in need of shelter, food and water. It's not quite as bad or catastrophic as it was 2 weeks ago. But if you drive around neighbourhoods here, you still see some dead bodies trapped under rubble. You still see people clamouring for food. Yesterday there was a small riot in front of the National Palace where there are groups of people, where the Uruguayan peacekeepers lost control when they're trying to distribute food and so on. So you see a lot of impatience with this, so, and bottlenecks in the aid effort. And especially now it's becoming a big problem is a shortage of tents. Because there's so many people, hundreds of thousands have been left homeless, and they're squatting in very squalid conditions of improvised shelters using sheets or whatever they can, or tablecloths to try to sleep under. And so there is this dire need for hundreds of thousands of tents, which just simply haven't arrived yet.
Now, Rory, you spoke to the parents of one girl who was killed for allegedly looting. I mean, how bad is the problem of looting now, and what's the security situation like?
The looting is very localized. It's most of the very dramatic pictures and sounds that we from the looting that are all localized in a couple of blocks in downtown, where it's chaos. Really, it's kind of, it looks like Mad Max territory, where there are people scrambling and jostling, and occasionally using machetes as they fight over very dwindling supplies of whatever is in shops. The last time I was there yesterday, people were fighting over some cooking oil, some runners, and I even saw some people jostling over umbrellas. So it is very localized. The rest of the city is remarkably calm given the circumstances, and frankly I think it's a testament to the incredible stoicism of the Haitian people that there hasn't been more looting.
And meanwhile, Rory, the Hollywood actor John Travolta has arrived with a load of Scientology ministers. What's going on there?
Very good question. Yes, he flew in. He's a pilot, so he flew in himself in his own personal Boeing 707 with his wife, Kelly Preston, in the cockpit. And he's brought in about 6 tons worth of food rations, some medical supplies, and, yes, a whole plane load of Scientology volunteer ministers. And the aid workers here are grateful for any sort of supplies they can get, so they're thankful for the medical supplies and food. However, there's lots of skepticism verging on scorn for the volunteer ministers. These are people in yellow T-shirts who seek out traumatized victims from the earthquake here, which is not difficult to do, and they then try to heal them, because according to the Scientologists, when there's a trauma, your nervous system needs to be reconnected. And the way to do that is by a type of assist, is what they call it, and whereby you touch people through their clothing until they feel better. Basically, it's a type of massage. Now, some of the people you see here are pretty skeptical about it, and also some medical doctors here are just snorting and say, well, I've never seen gangrene cured by touching.